Hi, this is Margaret McMahon bringing you the weekly Out and About program, highlighting things to do in and around our area. Well, we had a little snow sleet storm this week, and you know what farmers say about snow still on the ground, just waiting for more to come. But I hope we won't have another bad ice snowstorm. But many thanks to all the city and state highway workers that worked around the clock to clean the streets and make the area travelable. And for those wanting to get out and about, don't forget, you still got time for that 20 and 30% sale going on at Miss Eleanor's Front Porch Antiques and Collectibles. They need to move some things out to bring in new items that they have found. So go find a treasure at a real bargain. They're on North Main Street, just past the IGA grocery store. Just a reminder to be sure to call now and make your reservations for Jim Quick and Coastline on Saturday, January the 29th at the Festival House. Tickets are $15 in advance. This will be a sellout, so get your tickets now. Justin Perry's art show, Vibrant Realism, is now at the Kirby Gallery. This talented Roxborough native is sharing his most impressive art with us, so I hope you'll make time to go see it. The Roxborough Little Theater production of You Can't Take It With You, originally scheduled for this weekend, has been postponed until February the 25th through the 27th. The play is directed by Jonathan Perry, another Pearsonian. And the play, The Importance of Being Earnest, that was to be a dinner theater production, will still be held February the 11th through the 13th, but the dinner portion has been canceled. Third Thursday tonight at Black Creek Brewery, they'll have Drunken Noodles food truck from 5 to 8. And on Friday night, the 21st, they'll have the food truck Succotash from 5 to 8. And Matt Huff will be entertaining you from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. Habitat for Humanity yard sale will be closed again this Saturday, but continue to watch their social media Facebook page, as well as listen to WKRX for announcements of the reopening. You can still bring donations on Saturday from 9 a.m. to noon, or call during the week to let them know you want to bring things Monday through Friday. On Saturday the 22nd, there'll be a pop-up market at the library at Pumpkin and Pugs in the Shops of Hallsway from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. They will have custom-made yard signs, jewelry, door hangers, tumblers, and much more. At Tunnel Creek Winery and Vineyard on Saturday, January the 22nd, Chaz will be performing inside the wine tasting room from 2 to 5 p.m. Goodness Grace Us food truck will be at the 1792 Bottle Beer Company on Saturday the 22nd. Please note that Smoky Days Barbecue on Madison Boulevard has new hours for Saturday. Now you can have barbecue for your Saturday evening dinner or pre-buy it for Sunday while you're watching football games. Don't forget those wonderful seasoned crackers he has or the Brunswick stew. This has been a stew weekend weather. Saturday hours are 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Come on out so he'll know he did the right thing about opening on Saturday for your barbecue needs. On Tuesday, January the 25th from 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., the New Brook United Methodist Church Community Dinner at 265 Old Durham Road will be orange glazed pork loin, cream potatoes with gravy, green beans with bacon, roll and dessert. Dine in or take out. Donations support My Life Matters. On January the 29th, the food truck Smokehouse Bandits will be at Black Creek Brewery from 5 to 8. The free movie at the Kirby on Friday, February the 4th, will be Disney's Pixar movie, Soul. And at 7 p.m., the pair organization will be selling concessions. On February the 5th, from 2 to p.m. to 10 p.m., the Person County Animal Protection Society is taking over the counter at 1792 Bottle Beer Company in support of the APS with a pre-Valentine's celebration called Paltry. We'll give you more information on the fun activities closer to this event. On Friday, February the 18th, at the Festival House will be the Embers. Tickets go on sale January the 30th. And on February the 19th, the Homestead Steakhouse will have another murder mystery dinner at the Festival House. Tickets are $65 a person, and they're on sale now. As of Saturday, they only had 4 tickets left. I went to the ribbon cutting for the reopening of the movie theater at Palace Point last Friday, and the new owners are most delightful. It's so good to have this part of Palace Point open, and they'll continue to open the facility in stages. Now, I hope you'll go out and support them. I sampled the popcorn, and it was really good. And the movie list looks really interesting. Prices are $6 for matinee, $7 in the evening, or $6 all day for children and adults age 62 and above, as well as the military. They do have a policy in force that young folks 15 and younger must be accompanied by an adult 18 or older. Well, I hope this has given you some ideas for a fun weekend, as well as giving you some things to put on your future calendar. And thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week in Roxburgh and Person County. And now word from the Quality Inn of Roxburgh and Ford Bradshaw of Edward Jones, a financial advisor who so kindly bring you Out and About every Thursday.